dare you walk for me? I'm where I'm always be.
It's all downhill from here.
Ice cold, you know. I go for broke. No joke, one smoke. I ain't mad, you know. I strap before. I'm strapped, compact. I clap before. Who wanna be they maker? Who wanna be they savior? I'm in a big house now. Who never seen they neighbors? Who wanna see my greatness? Best believe I pay for you. Best believe I made for you. Boy, better shoot that game.
Combo fan, what's happening? Man, if you guys have not seen Creed 2, I highly recommend it because that was Mike Will with Ice Cold from Creed 2. And you guys know it's Tuesday. You guys know what time it is. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. It's time for Candy Combo with the homie Marty the Greatest in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's up, everyone? We still here. Tough time, but we still here. We can't be broken. And we still going to have a lit show, and we going to have some fun. We going to blast off, you know? How you doing, Lizzo?
We're going to have a lot of fun. Bro, I'm amped up. Have you seen Creed 2?
Oh, come on, man. I am a Rocky enthusiast. The whole legacy camp, you know, pretty much compilation. I support it all. Didn't too much care for Creed 1. Creed 2 was a lot better. So, I mean, but I still watch Creed 1 in the theaters, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do with Creed 3. I love it, man.
So the clip that we kicked this show off with tonight was from Creed 2 when he was gearing up. If you can remember him with the ankle weights, in the pool,
mm-hmm.
And then yeah. he was in the pads with the big dark skinned guy.
Yep,
that's where that clip is from. So I just fell in love with that whole clip because of how moving, how dedicated he was to like get back in shape, mentally and everything from being in the desert to like being in the pool, and you can tell that he was putting in the work because he was hitting the pads pretty good. So. That's where that clip is from, if you guys were wondering. But, Marty,
yeah,
like you said, we are about to blast off. But before we blast off, God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Lord, thank you for these topics that we're about to cover. And, Lord, we just pray for your will to be done on tonight and that something is said on tonight through the topics, through the laughter, through the fellowship, and even through the music on tonight that will draw people closer to you. Lord, just have you in this platform, on this show, in us, in our individual lives, collectively and individually. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And with that being said, you guys, get ready for the rocket because we've got the blast off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Yes, all right, Marty, we heard the rocket. It's time for the topic. What is the first order of business on tonight?
Well, unfortunately, we have our fireworks go off tonight. You know, we can't forget. We would be remiss to try to ignore the fireworks that went on last week. You know, us at Candy Combos fam, we was, you know, dismayed. You know, we were so shocked that we didn't even talk about it during the week. We just didn't want to talk about it, address it, because it's, I mean, it was crazy, you know, especially the hypocrisy of it all. But, of course, we cannot ignore the elephant in the room that's wearing a tunic that is painted pink. So, and the elephant that we are speaking of is the insurrection that went on last Wednesday when Donald Trump held a rally before Congress and had a joint session between the House and the Senate to publicly count the votes. Now, Donald Trump was expecting his vice president to somehow stop the counting of the votes, which is just basically impossible, because this is a strictly ceremonial thing, meaning that this is basically this is just a ceremony. It's like a traditional ceremony, but it really means nothing if you don't have it. This is just Congress and the House and the Senate just, you know, basically saying Joe Biden's president, but he was going to be president anyway. So this is something that Congress and the vice president, who's the vice president at the time, gets to do, and he can't stop anything. All he can do is read the vote, hear people's objection to the votes, then, once the House and the Senate, they go back and they debate it for 2 hours, then they vote on it. And if both chambers don't agree with the objection, then the vote is still counted. So, but Donald Trump decided to tell his supporters to march on Capitol Hill, and boy, did it go wrong. I mean, there was no police presence, no real overwhelmed police presence like they had when BLM was marching there. And they got into Capitol Hill. They injured like 15 Capitol police. Two of them have died. And four of the other, you know, the rioters was actually killed. And they situation. So with that being said, Alicia, where were you when you seen this, and what was your thoughts when you were seeing this?
Well, when I saw it, I had just got to the church. My pastor was watching it in his office. I was like, what is happening? What is going on? And of course, we didn't hear the news until later on that night after the show, after we had got done interviewing Glory Shalom. And then the day after that, we were told that there had been some killings that had went on during the invasion. Of course, we saw the pictures later on that night or the next day on social media, all over news stations and social media sites and everywhere. But one thing that I do want to point out is that earlier today, concerning the invasion on Capitol Hill, was that there was one black African-American officer that stood up to the mob and let them get past him. I can't remember his name right now. I get that later on in the show. But there was one officer. Yeah.
That was the guy who was running upstairs, right? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he wouldn't let the supporters get by him. And he held his own, which was what he was trained to do as an officer. So, but on the other hand, there are some other officers that were escorting these mobsters in the Capitol. So,
yeah.
What is your where does your loyalty lie to the
exactly
to the where you pledge to or to the group of mobsters? So it's a toss up, but it is an unfortunate event that did happen on the 5th of January. Who would have thought that 5 days into 2021, a group of Trump supporters would mob the Capitol Hill? Like, who would have thought? Like, in 31 years, I have never heard of that before. That's a first to me.
Never seen anything like it.
crazy. Me either.
Yeah, here's the thing. You alluded to, like, we were seeing different, treatment to the rioters. It wasn't uniformity treatment to the rioters by the Capitol Police. Like, the poor black man running for his life. That was a sight to see a bunch of white people chasing a black man up the stairs just trying to do his job. And then you got some of them taking selfies with the people, some of them just letting them in and stuff like that, which I hope all of them are fired, because I understand y'all outnumbered, but if you outnumbered, retreat. Don't basically condone their behavior. But here's the thing, and here's why I'm glad you say that, because this is a classic situation where the same thing that you support, and we probably going to spend some time on this, y'all, I ain't going to lie, the same thing you support is the same thing that can kill you. Because, unfortunately, one of the first Capitol officer to die, his name was Brian Sicknick, right? Now, Brian Sicknick was a supporter of Donald Trump. Voted for Donald Trump. And the same person who he voted for, he got killed by the people who supported the same person he voted for. Think about that for a second.
Crazy.
Think about that for a second. Then you got this veteran who, that's why the military is very unique, because we don't talk about politics regardless of time. We don't try to get into it. We just show up and we do our job. So, we get to escape a lot of stuff because we get to get along with people of different parties, races, and stuff like that because we so hyper-focused on our job. But these days, it's kind of getting through the cracks, especially with all this stuff going on. But of course, I know where some of my we call them battle buddies. I know where some of my battle buddies stand. I don't care, because as long as you got my back, I got your back. But the fact of the matter is, to see that lady, I seen the video too. Did you see the video of the lady getting shot?
I did not see the lady. The lady getting shot. Didn't even know it was a video until just now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've seen the video of the lady getting shot, and you just see the realization in her eyes that, oh snap, I think I messed up. I think this something's terribly wrong.
Are you talking about Ashley, the U.S.
Yes.
veteran?
Yes. Yes.
No, I did not
and
see that.
Yes, I've seen the blood and. It was a video of it. And, here it is. You did something, and you was willing to get... You surprisingly got shot. And my dad always had the saying. He said, if you're right, be prepared to give your life to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are... I mean, there's a lot of things to storm the Capitol for, but not for Donald Trump. I'm sorry. And like I said, Donald Trump is flawed just like Joe Biden is flawed. All our politicians are flawed. But I really wouldn't march on anything for any of them, because they all have some blame on what's going on in our country. But the fact of the matter is that's what she died for. That's what she died for. She died for a man who said, we're going to march on the Capitol. That's what he said, Alicia. He said, we're going to march on the Capitol. And he was nowhere to be found. That's what he said. And he left those people alone, bro. And they died. People who supported him. The people who killed the people who supported him. It's crazy, right?
It is crazy. Another thing that's crazy is that the same exact time that they were mobbing the Capitol, there was a group of Trump supporters holding a rally or some kind that cornered a African-American lady out in California during the exact same time. So I'm not sure what's in the water or what's in the juice with the Trump supporters, but they are unified in the wrong kind of way.
Yeah.
And the African-American lady out in California, she said that, like, she felt threatened. It was like 40 people surrounding her. Like, held her up and everything.
Is this the video where the lady was looking at her phone and she was like doing a video and the other lady went to grab for her phone, so she punched her in the face and then the whole crowd just started, you know, attacking her? Is that the video you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one.
I seen that. Boy, that made me upset. I had to turn it off because, you know, I turned it off. That made me upset. I mean, you know, I don't know why she found herself out there. You know, but still, there was two guys who grabbed her, and they just grabbed her, you know, like she was nothing. And I just, you know, that just made me so, you know, and that's why I had to stop, because, you know, that's not God to have that type of anger in you towards another human being. But I really didn't like what they did. I really didn't. And we, man, this guy need world. I mean, I said this guy need world. This world need God, man. This world need God, man. Seriously, it's getting bad, bro. And then you want to know what else happened? So you know how we, you know, Rudy Giuliani is a favorite on this show, right?
Right.
You know how we like
give him
fun.
A T-shirt or something.
I mean, seriously, bro. You know how funny he is to us, and you know how he always gives us something to laugh at. He didn't mess up. He did not disappoint us. In all of this chaos, bro, he did not disappoint us. You wanna know what Rudy Giuliani did?
Tell me what Rudy did, bro.
So basically, President Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani wanted to delay this process as much as they could, because they, you know, delay it enough. I don't know. I'm right now, I'm guessing they want to delay it enough to make sure they supporters get in and be able to, you know, stop the whole situation and get the ballots. I really think he wanted his supporters to get in and do some damage. But the rumor is that he wanted them to stop it so the Supreme Court can have enough time to rule on some, you know, some action they got, appeal they got going on in court, which is not going to even happen. So basically, Rudy Giuliani is calling senators and representatives, asking them to delay, right? Rudy Giuliani ends up calling the wrong senator and leaving them a voicemail. And he called a senator who don't even like him. So that senator leaked the voicemail to the press. How? I mean, bro, check the context, man. Bro, he called the wrong person and left a voicemail. And he left a voicemail as he knew the right number. Have you ever did that before?
No. I have called the wrong number before, and I had quickly hung up before the voicemail part of the answer machine came on. But no, I have never left a voicemail for the wrong person.
Now, I always send a text message to the wrong person. I mean, I ain't gonna say always, but I have done that often quite a few times. But leaving a going through a whole call and you have to, depending on how you do it, you have to see that you're not talking to the person you're supposed to. And it's just crazy, bro. I'm just like, really, Rudy? Like, and here's the thing. That's even more evidence, because what all of these politicians did, and what Rudy Giuliani and what the president did, they incited an insurrection. And that's illegal. And we just talked about how he did something illegal by trying to get an election official to overturn votes in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he talked about we about law and order. No, for who? For who, bro? I mean, but can we talk about some of the stuff that we seen going on in the Capitol? What was one of the pictures of the videos that you seen that really strike you, as in that just made you be like, wow, this is crazy?
If I'm not mistaken, I saw a picture of a Trump supporter carrying, looked like a podium of some kind. Like he was carrying it out, like on his shoulder and everything.
Yeah. It's called a lectern. It's the speaker's podium. The speaker of the house podium.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Man.
What about you?
I seen the picture of the guy with his feet on the speaker desk where the speaker sit in the chamber.
Pelosi?
You seen that one? Yeah,
I did
in the chamber. And he just sitting there, and that's when I realized to myself, like, I couldn't even fathom even being in that room, let alone being up there, knowing where who's supposed to sit there. That's like this, you know, the speaker is like the number third person in the line to take over
in the country.
The president.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing him sit up there was just like jarring to me, like, oh my God. Like, it's kind of like when you see somebody being someplace where they ain't supposed to be. I just remember, like, wow, they made it up there. Like, and that's when you know that the security was a failure. Because I'm just like, wow, I didn't think they would make it that far. I mean, you would think they have, like, some lockdown protocols or something. I was just like, it didn't get that serious to me until I seen that. And I was like, and then they was in the speaker's office and everything. And I was just like, oh, man, this is. And you know what we all thought. If you're a person of color and you listen to this on Candy Convo, we love all our white listeners, all our, you know, people who are, you know, who not picking, you know, who have no pigment, we love y'all. But if you're a person of color, what was our first thought, Elysio?
If it was a group of black African American men or women or children, we would have been shot on sight.
Oh my God.
We would have been shot at the wall. We would have never made it over the wall.
they would have let it fly like a bird in the sky. Come on, you go ahead. I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, it would have been a tragedy. It would have been a lot of body bags. It would have been death, as if it was a public shooting. Like, they already shooting up movie theaters and malls. It would have been another incident just like that. If the supporters were black, if the supporters were the minority, it would have been. They're tear gassing us for protesting.
Yeah.
What would they do if we were climbing the wall to the Capitol? It would have been ugly. It would have been very nasty. It would have been very brutal, very Mortal Kombat-ish. Yeah. It would have never been a pretty sight. They would be still cleaning up blood now. I'm just saying, if the supporters were black, African American, minority, whatever word you want to use, it would have been a tragedy.
You can't dispute that. It's just total facts. I mean, and here's the funny thing. I did see on Facebook they was able to find one black guy who was there.
Only one.
They was able to find one black guy. And he was just sitting on the steps of the chamber, like the upper deck of it, and with his hat backwards and just sitting there looking. And I'm like, go your behind home, Jashawn. You're going to die. All them lily white people there, and you going to get your behind shot. Go home to shot. I'm just looking at this like you have sadly mistaken. You have been led astray. You need to go home. This is not behavior for you. I understand you voted for Trump. I understand you support him. But save yourself. You're going to die a sad death. Oh, man, I was so worried for him when I seen that picture. I was so worried.
Crazy.
You probably going to die, my Lord. But, I mean, but on the real, y'all, look, I mean, if we could put a button on this, I guess I would say is that these people, what they did was crazy. And they all starting to get arrested. You seen that people getting arrested for it, right? You've been following that. A lot of them.
I've been following it to a minimum.
Yeah, and then a lot of people are like, well, I mean, it's not the same thing. Why they ain't arresting rioters like that? First of all, they arrest more rioters in the summer than anything. All right, so let's just get that. And they arrested more peaceful protesters than they arrested people at that rally. So just spare me with that one. So, I mean, that's just not, I mean, of course, because they didn't have more protests and more riots in the summer. But the fact of the matter is, and we condemn the riots. If you are, you know, crushing a store or anything like that, you are hurting the movement. You are not helping. That's just simple fact of the matter. I understand you're angry, but you becoming what you hate is only going to keep the cycle of violence going. You know, when you act out of love and you do things to get attention, then on the love, then that's good. Everybody can support that. But I will say this. They tried to, you know, say, oh, this is equivalent. But not one time, with the caveat of the police building being burned down, because that was one time. And I felt like that was wrong. And I felt like whoever helped burn that police building down should be arrested. but that's the only thing that you can say, okay, possibly relates to this. This is the most powerful building other than the White House in our country. No rioters or protesters ever did anything like that. Let's just be real. Targets and all of that stuff, that's private citizen company, which they got good insurance. Understand me? So they ain't tripping on that. Yeah, that matter of fact, that target was probably ready to go the following week. So, I mean, not saying it's still right. All I'm saying is not the same thing. This was, these people tried to kill top people in the country. Let's just be clear about that. So it's not the equivalency. And then they was fighting for something, a lie. We was fighting for, because people's lives was taken. They was fighting because they felt like somebody robbed them of a vote that wasn't robbed. When you beat somebody by 7 million votes, that's not even competitive. That's 7 million votes, Alicia. That's 7 million votes. What they marching on? What they marching for? He got beat resoundingly in the electoral and the popular. So, I mean, where these protesters are marching because somebody actually life got taken. Fact is, more valiant for them to march for that, because they not even marching for themselves. Them people was marching for themselves. They not even marching for themselves. They marching for somebody else whose life was taken. So we not going to even try to equivocate that. You know, but I will say this. Regardless of how you feel towards the people who did that, you know, God loves us all. And we like to put levels on sin, but God don't put no levels on sin. All he sees is sin. So them people have flaws, just as we have flaws. You know, so every time I see stuff like that, I try to see myself in those people. I know that can be hard to do because I would never charge in no Capitol building, but there are some things where I have been susceptible. I have believed a lie. So I hope that you give them people grace and mercy as you would want to be given grace and mercy, and just pray for them and pray that they mind together, because I'm in the army. Alicia, you know I'm in the army. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Violence only creates more violence. Violence is death. Death can't do nothing but just kill things. But love, understanding, compromising, that's how we can move forward and create stuff. So, I mean, we could be angry. But after we angry, let's get back together to loving each other so we can try to move forward. That's all I got to say.
Amen. And on that note, you said that this world needs God, and it does. And the Trump supporters, they need first song of the night. Here is the homie Crash with the gospel. Check it out.
Let's go, let's go. I like the gospel.
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
Hey,
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
Hey,
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel. Hey, I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
I got the gospel.
Hey,
I go hard for the family. I can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
I can't be like how they be. I gotta be me.
No.
I'm serve the one I know that died for me.
Real.
Do it for the one that never lied to me.
Let's go. Let's go.
I got the gospel. I got the gospel.
Hey.
It is impossible. Come and get to try to prosper.
Get to try to prosper.
Hey,
yeah,
all
yeah.
We do is get the dubs. Come and join the roster.
Come and join the roster. Yeah, yeah.
I will never die. I don't need $1 million. Said I got the gospel. Had to switch the lane. Just like ejection. Had to lead the games. Was a young and said I never change. It's time to turn up. I can say the same. Switch the goals. Had to fix my aim. I used to chase the money and the fame. Used to want to cop a range with the riches. Over his riches, he put in my range. We locked in like a locker. The owner recruit. Come and join the roster. Come see how we kick it. Like we playing soccer. See me in the kitchen cooking like I'm proud. I was in the trenches, had to clear my goggles. Good on my vision, good on my noggin. He gave me scripture, use it like a chopper. For who try to come against and try to stop him. You know how we coming, you know how we rocking. I gotta get it glory to the Father. I gotta get it glory to his Son. He brought the curse and put me from the bottom. I had to switch the pace, had to do that. I had to leave the state, then I flew back. And then I heard the gospel, well I true that. Now I'ma preach the gospel where I grew at.
I got the gospel, I got the gospel,
I got the gospel.
Hey,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel.
Hey,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel.
Hey,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel.
Hey,
gotta go hard for the family. I can't sleep.
No,
I can't be like how they be. I gotta be me.
Let's go.
I'ma serve the one I know that died for me. Do it for the one that never lied to me. I got the gospel,
I got the gospel,
I got the gospel.
Hey,
it is impossible. Come against and try to prosper.
Come against and try to prosper. Yeah, yeah. Go.
Hi, it's Rosalyn with Rosalyn Smith Counseling, and I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Roslyn Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Hey, man, you guys, we do want to give a big shout out to Roslyn Smith Counseling. That is actually one of our sponsors on tonight for sponsoring the show. And again, you guys, if there's any couples, whether married or engaged, and if you guys are looking for another way to get closer, definitely check out some of her services in this upcoming trimester of 2021. We are going to lighten the load a little because politics can be a little bit heavy. So I'm going to talk about this next topic, which is this clip that I saw on Facebook. And I don't know who the guy is or where they filmed it, but there was it was this dark-skinned guy, African-American guy, that ran out of the bathroom in his boxers. And he had a carton of milk, and he jumped on top of the Walmart cashier's bag thing, and he poured milk on himself while being recorded, of course. And he started singing Milkshake. And then he jumped down and he slipped. I had to share with the Candy Combo fam because, Marty, this was hilarious. What were your thoughts when I sent you this video?
You know what, bro? I'm going to let you go first because my thoughts going to go back heavy. But I'm laughing at the fact that you find it funny, and because now I didn't see it as funny, but now that you start talking about it, I'm like, yeah, it is kind of funny. But I'm gonna let you tell me why you think it's funny.
Bro, look how big he was, and he slipped in the
He did.
Now listen. Now I don't know if it was a dare. I don't know if he was being he was like using this clip to be like in like a sorority or something or a fraternity, but whatever the case was, he lightened my day. He made me laugh, and I thought that it was freaking hilarious.
Oh, bro. Now, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I know we trying to get light. We trying to get light. But when did you see this? Did you send this after this, right? Or did you send this before?
Did I send it after what?
After the events of Wednesday, or did you send it before?
I sent it afterwards.
Okay. See, so yeah. Okay. So yeah. I guess that's why I didn't find it so funny because I've been in a serious mindset and how people need to be most serious. But you know what I'm gonna do, and this is for y'all, Candy Combo fam. I'm not going to even focus on how serious I took it. But, bro, this dude did slip. he punched his
behind. And he kept singing.
Oh, man. Why the heck you pouring milk on yourself saying my milkshake bring all the boys? Bro. What bet did you bet somebody to make you do this? Like, ain't no, that's why you don't gamble. This is why you don't gamble. Because this was super embarrassing. It was a super, I mean, what did y'all bet on? Y'all bet on horse races? This is why people shouldn't bet, bro. He was bad built. He was bad built. His stomach, Here's one thing I ain't never seen. I ain't never seen where somebody's upper body is slim. They midsection is very, very fat and out there, but they lower body is slim. What shape would you even, what would you call that, a turnip?
a Teletubby. I don't know.
Because, I mean, if you look at that video, he got his arms were small and his chest was small. And he just had a belly, a big old belly, and his legs were skinny as all heck. I'm just like, this dude, all of his weight go to his belly. Y'all, look, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Go ahead and go find the video. It's funny when you think of when you look at certain things. It's funny. I just still don't know where the milk came in. He could have did without the milk. I just, I don't know.
I don't know either. We don't know the details. I don't know.
There was no details. I mean, and you know what? That's the thing, Licio. That's the thing. Like, you're just sitting there at the video like, why? Like, what happened? Like, you want more. That's not, I mean, you don't want more, but you want to know, like, what happened? Like, what's the, and you don't got it. All you got is this video of him being stupid. But you want to know what happened before the stupidity. Such
no,
is life. Such is life.
But what I do know is that it is time for the rapid fire, and we got a lot of topics to cover.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm going to go ahead and start off with, since we know it's 2021, and we know that some movie theaters are not going to ever open back up. We do know, on the other hand, that in April, there will be a brand new Mortal Kombat movie. And I am thrilled to see it because it says that it's supposed to be as gruesome, as action-packed as the video games. And I love the Mortal Kombat games. I've loved them since I was a kid, which is why I've seen every movie. So I'm really intrigued and really like excited to see like what new things they're going to do with this new film. What about you?
I'm so excited for this. I mean, I didn't even know about it until you told me 2 weeks ago. So I've been checking it out. There's no trailers yet. I've seen no trailers for it yet. And but until now, I'm just kind of like hooked. So I'm looking for every news of it. So once you posted, I was hype. I was like, yeah, I got something finally. So I'm ready, bro. I'm at. You know, we grew up Mortal Kombat. So yeah, I'm amped, man. The next rapid topic we had was there was this video that we posted. You posted it in the chat. And this doggone Sly Fox, you know they always call him Sly. They call foxes Sly. Man, this doggone fox was trying to get in this dude's house. And not once, but he tried to get in this house 4 times. This fox, y'all, was climbing up the screen door trying to open up the door. The dude had to lock his door. I don't even know what the fox wanted. Alicia, what was up with that?
I don't know. And usually, so I'm a security guard, and I get to greet the people as they come in the building. So when I saw the video, I asked. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, no lie. And like some of the people that were coming in, old Caucasian guys were coming in. Some of the contractors that work in the back. And I show one of the coworkers this video. Of course, it's like 20 seconds. And he said that come out at night, like coyotes, like wolves. You don't see these kind of animals in the daytime. But this was a video shot in the daytime. So maybe somebody around in that area was feeding the fox. I don't know. I don't know why they picked that house. But, yes, he did lock the door. And then even after him locking the door, the fox tried to get in through the window. Like, he was really trying to get in. So maybe he was hungry. Apparently he looked very sickly, and he was just out of his wits because he was out in the daytime instead of being out at nighttime because foxes are nocturnal animals. I thought it was crazy.
Man, that doggone fox, he was opening the door like they knew who he was. He was like, you better open this door, Tim. Stop playing, Tim. Open this door.
Right.
Crazy thing.
Crazy.
A set of Australian twins want to marry the same man. They basically want to marry the same man so he can father their future children. What was your reaction?
So apparently, they have shared everything since birth. They are they are identical twins. They're not fraternal. They are identical. And apparently the man that they have this relationship with, he has a twin, but he's a fraternal twin. But the reason why they want to share this man is because oftentimes growing up, they like their boyfriends will get them mixed up. So they can't get them mixed up if they're sharing the same man, if the man is dating both of the twins at the same time. On top of that, these women are like really known in Australia because they have spent $250,000 on like plastic surgery. So they're like really known fashion models, blah blah blah. But yeah, they got tired of ex-boyfriends getting them mixed up with each other, and then they finally decided to date one guy. He was okay with it, and there you have it. Crazy, because I don't like sharing, but it's crazy to me. What are your thoughts?
That's first of all, the reason is very stupid. sorry, that's my opinion. The reasoning, but so he won't tell him apart. That's crazy. Maybe y'all should wear different lockets or something. I don't know. But the reason is very stupid. Help the guy to tell y'all apart. But here's the thing. I'm just going to say it like this because I know you've been in relationships. I've been in relationships. I can't understand any man who would want to deal with more than one woman. All right?
Right.
I have my hands full with my wife, my 9-year-old daughter, and now my 1-year-old daughter. And any given day, any one of them could be on their emotional type of stuff. And I never know what's wrong. Never know how to fix it. or never know what I did wrong. All right? So for a man to want to have two of those, I don't know, something broke in his brain. Not saying that woman, we cause y'all some pain, we cause y'all some aggravation. So I know y'all wouldn't want to have two dudes. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no way. I mean, I have enough. I catch enough hell trying to, you know, keep my one woman happy. I definitely ain't about to try to keep two. Ain't no way, bro. It's a nightmare. I get hives thinking about it. Like, I mean, yeah, my head is hurting thinking about having to deal with two of my wives. I love my wife, and you know how much I love my wife, but I still wouldn't want two of them. Oh, my God. That dude is dumb old. what's our next rapid?
All right. All right. Well, before we get into our last rapid fire of the night, we are going to take a quick music break, and we're going to play something that is a year old as of today. This is Brody Da Vinci with Family Biz. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm here for a purpose, I'm working, it's clear. Ain't too many serving, I'm hurting, oh yeah. Venom from the serpent, but he never bit. He fighting, trying to keep me out the family biz.
My inheritance is heaven, go collect on it. Man, this here just ain't for me, everyone is wanting. Come and get what he is giving, yo, he died on the cross for the lost, did it free for no cost. Man, I'm in despair, tell you like it is, let him call you his. Yeah, I did, so my God, live my life for him. Devil tried to take me away, tell him nah, told him to go back to where he from. Hit him with the words, here they come.
Yeah, I do this for the fam, yeah, I do this for the fam. Lucy think they hit a QB coach, bitch, them like Cam. They promote the new way, they calling it the new way. Nothing new under the sun, Jesus Christ is the true way. When vipers hit the course, of course we use God's feet. Mark 3 in the white horse, Ferrari is godly. Crikey, my accuser looking snaky. Christ crushed his head, I'ma dance on him naked like David, yeah.
I'm here for a purpose, I'm working, it's clear. Ain't too many serving, I'm hurting, oh yeah. Venom from the serpent, but he never bit. He fighting, trying to keep me out the family biz.
and the business is his. Took a product of himself and passed it down to his kids. I bet a word on me now, gotta keep it legit. That's the work, we go hard for the family biz.
And about my father's business, I'm in this. I'm always gonna witness until he says it's finished. The lift for me, now rep. JT was about that shmoney, got maybe hungry. The word now, do it right. Whoa. Sip life now, choose life. Used to love pride, said our goodbye. Hey. Used to give lies, now give ties. What you see it like? What you see it like? Been living in the dark, so they don't see the light.
Brody Da Vinci on the image, no photos. See the business of my daddy in the front like it's promo. Rep the fam on my own, so I'll never be solo. Do some tripping, camming crazy, how we bout to go loco. Man, we dangerous. 116, she'll never shame us. He done took the payment, so them bills will never change us. He remained the same while I'm going through some changes. The Lord talking biz, guess you never spoke the language. I'm here for a purpose, I'm working, it's clear. Ain't too many serving, I'm hurting, oh yeah. Venom from the serpent, but he never bit. He fighting, trying to keep me out the family biz. And the business is his. Took a product of himself and passed it down to his kids. I bet a word on me now, gotta keep it legit. That's the work, we go hard for the family biz.
Yeah, they say your boy got that Frigo. Yeah, watch you with the sauce like it's Prego. We be in the jungle like Diego. Got that winning shot, don't need no Draco. Nah, put in work for the family biz. Gotta leave a legacy for my kids. Got it out that struggle, homie, now all the glory is his. Yeah. Catch me in the trenches, yeah, it's light work, light work. All I get is blessings, pockets don't hurt.
I got a history. What is his ministry? Singing my energy?
Yeah.
That's cause he living me. Yeah, I'm dripping.
Yeah.
He gave me the vision. Now what's the God be the glory?
Yeah.
Relationship over religion. Family business, yeah, already established. So the wins never come slow. That's cause the family matters. We get at it. Product of grace, never once been ashamed. So with the family fuse, it's cool. You still know my name.
Yeah.
I'm here for a purpose. I'm working, it's clear. Ain't too many serving. I'm hurting, oh yeah. Venom from the serpent, but he never bit. He fighting. Trying to keep me out the family biz. And the business is his. Took a product of himself and passed it down to his kids. I bet a word on me now, gotta keep it legit. That's the work, we go hard for the family biz. Yeah.
Hey man, you guys, that was the homie Brody Da Vinci with Family Biz featuring BRM, the homie Church Boy, GG, A Easy, and homie P Grant. And you guys, the last topic of tonight goes to a good friend of both of ours, somebody whose music that we listen to and that we support. The homie D1 has been honored to join the Louisiana Council, a rapper, an influencer, a very inspirational young man, might I add, has been added and honored to the Louisiana Council. Marty, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's well-deserved. I mean, you know, he's very well-respected in New Orleans. I remember when we had a few weeks back, a few years back when we had a lot of violence go on and a kid ended up dying at the result of that violence. He had held a summit and invited all local rappers in Louisiana to come together to try to stop, to see what we can do to stop the violence. And, he's down here. He works for the city, always represent, no matter where he go. We love that in New Orleans. You got to rep wherever you go. Simple fact. That's why I'll take New Orleans Saints get with me wherever I go. So it won't be no, it won't be no mistaking. You know where I'm from. The 504, New Orleans, Louisiana in the building. ain't no guess. And but I mean, it's well deserved, man. I mean, and don't get it twisted. He got them bars. He got them bars too. And I still haven't listened to his album God and Girls, but I gotta go check that out because he is one of our favorite artists, and I really do appreciate it. And he stayed real. He really is D1, like his name would I'm happy to see it, bro.
Amen. Well, we want to give D1 a round of applause because just knowing his background and how transparent he is in his music and where he came from being the teacher, held at gunpoint, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we want to give him a round of applause for this very honored elect, I guess, for just the progress that he's making. So with that being said, D1, man, we applaud you, bro, and we want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. All right, that's the last rapid fire. That's the last topic of the night. Marty the Greatest, unless you have some last remarks.
Well, I am kind of bummed out that we didn't get to talk about Key Lee's Spanish Fly, which was amazing. I know that was our last topic, but can we just for 1 second just acknowledge that how that big man got up and he did that doggone move? It was crazy.
That weekend,
it was phenomenal.
WWE's Keith Lee, he had a match with Drew McIntyre, the WWE champ, last Monday. Even though he didn't win the match, he didn't win the title, but the Spanish Fly is one of the jaw-dropping, eye-popping moves in WWE and anybody's arsenal. And the fact how big he is, how agile he is from Texas, the boy can move, and he hits the Spanish Fly from the top rope on this big old Scottish man, Drew McIntyre. Unbelievable. I wish you would have saw my face when I first saw it, and I had to go to YouTube to find the clip. Crazy, bro. Crazy.
I held my hands up as if it was a touchdown. I held my hands up because I didn't think I just felt like, you know, a boy was gonna stop me from doing it. But when it actually went off, I was just like, oh, I was just so surprised. And I was just so like delighted that they both actually did the move. It was crazy, man. It was a heck of a way to start off January. 2021. It was a heck of a way to start it off. I'm not gonna lie.
Big fact. I enjoyed it.
Look, y'all can follow me at any all social media outlets. Marty the Greatest. That's exactly how it sounds. If it is Marty with a T-Y, not a T-I. And it's Marty the Greatest is all together. And you can find that on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. All the hit me up, subscribe, you know, follow me. All of those good things, man. And we're going to have some good stuff coming for y'all this year, man. It's about to get super lit, you know, in a hurry. But look, man, we appreciate y'all all for tuning in. We just a couple of friends who love having combos, and we thought y'all, you know, I mean, we just can't have all this fun by ourselves. Yeah, you know, so let's share with the people. So we hope y'all enjoyed, you know, hearing us talk about these topics as much as we enjoy talking about them for y'all. And we hope that everybody have a blessed week. Stay safe because it's getting dangerous out of here. And, you know, look, rely on God, not man, because no matter who's president, we always say this, Jesus is king. So until then and until next week, always remember to pray and never be afraid to have candy combos. Marty the Greatest out.
Amen, you guys. Again, just to piggyback off of what Marty the Greatest said, be safe, you guys. Continue to pray for our countries, pray for our leaders, teachers included. You guys just be safe. Do the speed limit. Do as much as you can with your family because we don't know what's around the corner. You can follow me at KS Radio Show everywhere on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter, and my Facebook page is actually in the description of the show, along with our partnerships, Roslyn Smith Counseling, ShalomSheet.com, as well as Eve's Garden. Support them, support us, and we just say thank you guys for listening tonight. Be blessed and have a great weekend. A great week, and hopefully I will see you guys on Friday at 8 o'clock. Much love, peace,
yes,
and God bless. We out.